boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Danielle Brisbois in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare states.
Everybody pulled his weight. Gee, our old LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano. Archie's on the phone.
What? No, no. Hey, I think it's a great idea. Yes, yeah. I think we ought to talk about that. Well, there's no sense in coming over here because I got to leave the house right away, see? I got to get down to work.
Edith enters and sets a laundry basket on the table.
Yeah, I got to get down to work. I got to open a saloon at 3 o'clock. So why don't you meet me down there at 3 o'clock, see? No, that's from outside the house, some kind of vehicle. All right, meet you then. I listen, kiddo, it's great to hear your voice. Bye.
Edith matches socks.
Listen, Edith, I just got a very interesting proposition over here, see?
How come all your socks have holes in them in the back?
I don't know, maybe I got sharp heels. Now listen,
maybe you got short shoes.
Maybe you're a dingbat. Now, listen.
Maybe you got warm feet.
Maybe you want to stifle yourself, huh?
Sure, go ahead.
Listen to me. We're lucky enough to be in on the ground floor of the precipice of a great opportunity. This is a thing that could make us so rich that I might only have to wear a pair of socks once. Huh? Or maybe no socks at all.
You wouldn't want to be that rich.
Why the hell wouldn't I?
You might catch a cold.
She shakes out a towel, hitting him in the eye.
Right in the eye. Right in the eye. You're always doing that to me, right? You nearly put the eye out of my head here. No. Don't go nowhere near it. Wait a minute. Sit down. Listen, I just got a proposition from my brother here, see?
Your brother, Fred?
No, my brother, Isabel. Certainly, Fred.
Who is Isabel?
Edith, there ain't no Isabel. Now, will you listen to me? For $5,000, Fred can put us into this here syndicate, see, that's going to invest in a nationwide chain of cafeterias. It's going to flood the country with Chinese food. They're going to be called the Fu Yu Chinaterias. How does that work, huh? Nothing but cheap food there. Now, I think we ought to take $5,000 worth of that.
Oh, Archie, you and me couldn't eat that much Chinese.
Hold it. I ain't talking about you and me eating, and I'm talking about investing in a nationwide chain of all-American chinkaterias.
Why would you want to do that?
Don't you know nothing? Don't you read the papers? Don't you know that the Democrats just recognized China?
Yeah?
Well, the results of that is there's going to be a hell of a run in this country on chow mein and mugu gui pan.
$5,000? Oh, that's a lot of money.
She returns to folding laundry.
What do you got against Fred?
Your brother, Fred?
No, my sister, Isabel.
You ain't got a sister, Isabel.
Oh, Lord.
I ain't got nothing against your brother, Fred. I love him. And I'd love your sister, Isabel, too, if you had one.
Archie slumps in his chair with a dazed look.
If you had a sister and her name was Isabel, that's such a nice name.
Are you finished now?
Yeah.
Then do me a favor, will you, please? Since you ain't got no sister-in-law to love, try loving your brother-in-law, huh?
Oh, I do. I ain't the one that knocked his tooth out at our wedding and then didn't talk to him for 29 years. Oh, no. I don't have to mention no names. I just have to look at the party and whistle.
Archie squints at her.
You know, that is the stupidest thing I ever heard. Now, come on, Edith. I think we ought to get in on the ground floor of this thing. Make this investment. Let our money work for us.
He grabs her towel mid-shake.
Well, before you knock the other eye out, what do you say? Huh?
I don't know.
Swell, that's all I've been waiting to hear.
He runs to the door.
What, Jake? You ain't even following your own advice.
Advice? What the hell advice is that?
Never do business with relatives.
I meant your relatives, not mine.
He hurries out. In Archie's bar, Harry dries glasses.
Come on, what are you thinking about? Are you in this with me or not?
China Terriers. You gotta be nuts.
Go on and laugh, you dope, you. Hey, listen, they laughed at Robert Fulton, you know? But if it wasn't for him, New York wouldn't have a fish market. Fred, come on in. Glad to see you there. You remember my partner, Harry Snowden, huh?
Yeah. You dropped by here right after your heart operation. Right. How you feeling?
Terrific.
The valve job holding up okay?
Oh, ticking away.
He jabs his chest and doubles over.
Oh, hey. Around. Hey, listen, we got to talk. Why don't you park your carcass at that table over there? Harry, bring something to drink. Set some glasses and a bottle, but not from the well. Get the bottle off the shelf there. What the hell? Go all the way out. Get scotch, huh? Hey. You shaved your mustache there. You know you look 10 years uglier.
He slaps Fred's chest.
God, I'm sorry, Fred. Did I hurt you there? I didn't mean to hit you there. Hey, let me tell you something. You even look like you turned over a new leaf.
I have. I'm a changed man thanks to my new bride.
Oh. Hey, if she could turn you around, she must be some kind of woman there.
She is, Archie.
Come on, here's to the new Enterprise, huh? I'm in. Put me down for $5,000.
Thanks.
Archie pulls out his checkbook as they drink with Harry.
Hey, Fred, how'd you get in on this franchise thing?
Oh, my wife read about it in a Wall Street Journal. She's a great head for business.
The hell is that?
Oh, my watch.
Oh, the watch. I thought you blew a gasket in there.
To remind me to call Catherine. Oh, where's the phone?
Payphone's over there next to the can.
Fred goes to the payphone.
Is that nice, making him use the payphone, my brother?
He ain't my brother.
Hey, Archie, what do you say we celebrate going into business together? We'll all go out to dinner tonight.
Well, yeah, we can celebrate, but we don't have to go out to eat. We can eat over my house or call Edith.
Hey, no, wait, don't go to any trouble, no.
Oh, it's no trouble. It's not a bit of trouble, you know. Edith does it all.
They overhear Fred.
Hello, sweetheart, darling. How's my little pussy cat?
Get a load of this over here, huh?
Hey, why don't you try some of that?
Yeah, you think I should? Yeah, well, hey.
Archie uses the bar phone.
Hello, sweetheart. How's my little pussycat?
His grin drops.
What'd she say?
She hung up the phone. It's your fault. She heard you breathing more.
Later at the Bunkers.
Sorry, Steffi, but if you want to meet the company tonight, then you got to go upstairs now and do your homework before dinner.
Okay. I'll get it.
Make sure the chain is on.
Hi, I'm Mrs. Bunker.
No, you're not.
What was that?
Some kid pretending she's you.
Oh, wait a minute.
Holding a platter, Edith trots to the door and opens it to a young blonde woman.
Oh, hi. Can I help you?
Hi, I'm Catherine Bunker.
Edith frowns.
Fred's wife.
Edith frowns harder, studying her unsurely. She nods, wide-eyed, then squints at her again.
Mrs. Bunker?
Thank you.
Oh, I'm Mrs. Bunker, too.
I know.
You do? Oh, I mean, I'm Edith Bunker. Well, you can call me that. Edith.
Thanks, Edith.
You're welcome.
Fred will be here in a minute. He's paying the taxi.
Oh, this is our little niece, Steffi. Steffi, this is Mrs. Bunker. She's your Uncle Fred's wife.
Hi, Steffi. I'm glad to meet you. How old are you?
I'm 10.
How old are you? Oh, I'm sorry. It ain't polite to ask a lady her age. You remember that.
She asked me.
It's okay. I'm 18.
Edith drops the platter. They both bend to pick it up, then bend again for the utensils.
What grade are you in?
Edith drops the platter again.
I graduated high school last year.
That's good. Oh,
oh, that's probably Fred.
Oh, I'll get it.
Edith!
Oh, yeah, Fred! Oh, I'm so glad to see you. Well, Archie's out. He'll be back any minute. Oh, let me introduce you. This is our little niece, Steffi, and this is your little wife. Oh, Steffi, this is your Uncle Fred.
Hi, Steffi.
Hi. You want to see my room?
I'd love to.
I got some neat dolls.
Oh, I love dolls.
They run upstairs holding hands. Edith gapes, then quickly smiles at Fred.
Oh, sit down, Fred.
Oh, after you.
No, oh, no, sir. Wait, go on.
So what do you think of her?
Oh, she's very pretty. And very nice. And very...
Yeah.
Whoop-dee-doo, whoop-dee-doo, whoop-dee-doo. Look what I got with me here. A little of the old bubbly, huh?
Terrific.
To celebrate. I brought a whole market over. This here is imported from a little town in Italy. Fresno.
He gives Edith the bottle.
Fred, sit down, sit down, sit down. Hey, let that be your chair whenever I'm not in it, you know?
Hello.
Oh, hey, hi there. Look who we got here. I didn't know you was going to bring your daughter there. This is... But I thought she was a little older.
My daughter is older. This is my wife.
Archie frowns. He stares at Catherine, who gazes back sweetly. Archie scowls at Fred.
This is your wife?
Uh-huh.
Archie stares at her again.
I'm Catherine.
Flabbergasted, Archie turns to Edith.
This is his wife?
Edith nods.
Kathy, would you like to help me put this on the yard?
Sure. Excuse me.
Archie stares after them.
What do you keep asking for? She's his wife.
Dumbfounded, Archie glances at Stephanie, then Fred. Archie narrows his eyes at his brother.
Hey, Arch, how about the champagne?
Yeah, how about the champagne?
Archie gapes wide-eyed at Stephanie.
Go to bed!
When he turns away, she sticks out her tongue and crosses her eyes.
What was that?
She hurries upstairs.
Champagne.
Forget the champagne. I ain't opening no champagne. Listen, I'd be ashamed to serve an alcoholic beverage to Potato O'Neill in there. What are you doing in my chair?
Take it.
The hell with it.
Fred moves to Edith's chair.
What did you do? Steal that child off of a schoolyard swing?
It's none of your damn business.
Well, it is my damn business if I'm supposed to go into business with you.
I always knew how you felt about minority groups, but I never knew you had anything against young women.
Wait a minute. Never in my life did I ever hold anything against a young woman. Listen, all I'm saying is that it's wrong for a young girl of 19 to be marrying a dirty old guy.
She's 18.
18.
Clasping his head, Archie totters to his chair.
Gets his hooks into a elevator.
Well, you're 1 year dirtier than I thought you were.
Okay, Archie. Now, suppose you were alone at your age and you wanted to get married.
Hold it. I'm going to answer that question even before you ask.
Edith hears from the kitchen.
Oh, I would look for a woman my own age.
Okay, swell. But suppose while you're looking, you happen to meet a woman of 18. She falls in love with you. Has that ever crossed your mind?
Not that ever crosses my mind.
What the hell am I doing here? I don't have to listen to this.
You gotta listen to anything your older brother tells you. And I'm telling you this. I ain't going into business with you. The chinkaterious. Geez, I never heard anything more crazy in my whole life. Well, you and Edith ain't roping me into anything like that. Now I know why you take the Chinese food. Because you and it got soft noodles.
Step aside.
Go ahead.
Catherine Ann, come on, we're going home. We're not staying for dinner.
Oh, no, please don't go.
Let him go.
But we're going to have such a nice dinner.
I'm sorry, Edith. Oh,
maybe it's better this way. Some other time.
Oh, yeah, when you're older.
They head to the front door.
Goodbye.
Well, I don't try to cash that check at the bank, because I'm going to call him up there and put a stop at Rooney on it.
While Archie fumes in his chair, Fred rips the check into tiny pieces and sprinkles them on Archie's head. Fred storms out, and Catherine looks back from the doorway.
Bye, Uncle Archie.
Archie cocks his brows. That night, in bed.
Catherine is a very nice girl.
You don't have to tell me that. I got eyes to see with Edith. She's young there. Pretty face, tricky little figure.
Oh, if he'd have brung her around our house when the old man was alive. Wow.
What would have happened?
Pop would have made a grab for her.
All I know is that a man that age ain't got no business marrying a girl that age, and that's all of his thought.
Oh, lots of men marry young girls. There was that famous senator, you know, and that Supreme Court judge.
Oh, damn it.
And Charlie Chaplin, he married a very young girl.
Well, I remember that. They chased him out of the country for that.
They finally give him an Academy Award for that.
Edith, I don't want to talk no more about anything heavy. Huh? Just shut off the light. Let's go to sleep. I need my beauty rest.
Good night.
Good night.
Edith turns out the lamp.
Sleep tight.
I'll do that.
See you in the morning.
Now, you do that.
Edith shuts her eyes, then opens them again, troubled. Frowning anxiously, she peers at Archie. She sits up and turns on the light.
God, is it morning already?
Yeah. I want to ask you a question.
What?
If you was alone at your age, 55.
You have to scream out to the world.
And you wanted to get married again. You wouldn't look for a young girl, would you?
Oh, certainly not, Edith.
Archie reconsiders.
Well, who'd you have in mind?
Well, it couldn't happen, you know. I ain't no spring chicken.
That's true.
You ain't no spring rooster, neither.
Why are you attacking me?
Oh, gee. I love you.
Oh, well, that works out pretty good, Edith, because that's exactly the way I feel about you.
He puckers up.
You ain't saying that just to get me to go to sleep, are you?
No, but I am trying to get me to go to sleep. Hey, listen, let me tell you something. Being married to you has been the happiest 28 years of my life.
We've been married 30 years.
All right, 30 years. Make a liar out of me. It shows you how happy I am. The years flew by so fast, I lost track of three of them. I'm happy.
Why?
Oh, why? Because. No matter how long we've been together, Edith, you still, as the kids say, time me over.
He cringes and Edith beams.
Oh, good. Good night.
Well, before we go to sleep, just one more thing. Age don't matter, you know. As long as you remember to do, you know, like the song says, stay young at heart.
Good night.
Good night, darling.
Edith turns out the light. Smiling, she settles under the covers. Then glances at Archie.
Fairy tales can come to you. It can happen to you.
I said one thing too many.
Archie winces as Edith holds him tight. Directed by Paul Bogart. Teleplay by Bob Schiller and Bob Weisskopf. Story editors Larry Rhine and Mel Tolkien. Script consultants Bob Schiller and Bob Weisskopf. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake. Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. Richard McKenzie, Alfred Bunker. Alyssa Leeds, Catherine Bunker. Copyright 1979, Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear Tandem Production.
All in the Family was played to a studio audience for live responses.
Sony Pictures Television.